James chapter 3 as just a time with the Lord and just an opportunity to encourage us as a church family and our Let's Talk ministry. It's a humbling reminder that as you read James chapter 3, the life and death are in the power of the tongue. The tongue is a small member, verse 5, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire and can be a fire of unrighteousness. And so a lot of us over the years have been wounded by a human who has said certain things to us, insinuated certain things to us, actually said things out loud to us that, you know, deeply hurt us. But what's neat is if we go back to James chapter 1, we know that one of the responsibilities of a Christ follower is to take the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, to take the truth of God's word, even though someone might have said it. It gives us an opportunity to go back and say, wait a second, human said this, God says this. And I think that's a really neat and powerful thing for us as we are working through day to day, moment by moment, as there's things that are taking place in our lives, positive things fly our way, negative things fly our way, but we really need to work hard to come back and say, what did God say about this? What did Jesus say about this? And will I take what God said and Jesus said that's been inspired by the Holy Spirit and make it part of who I am? So if you're stop and just maybe get out a pen and piece of paper and start thinking about passages of scripture where you know God has said something specifically, that you are aware of biblical truth, and then are you going to be willing to allow that to be part of who you are compared to what, you know, someone might have said? So maybe you have someone over the years that said, you know what, you're not really important. You're not really significant. But you can go back to the scriptures and be reminded in the book of Psalms where you hear these words, for you form my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And then will you allow that to become part of who you are? Or will you, you know, run and not accept the biblical truth? Will you allow Psalm 51, you know, created me a clean heart? I'm angry, God, for what has been said, what this person said. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm hurt by it. It's still affecting me today. Well, will you let God do something in your life to be part of that? Will you grow in that? Will you then maybe flip over to 2 Timothy and be reminded that you're a good soldier, so don't get entangled in affairs that really are slowing you down, but you're running back to the truth of the scripture. You're going to keep the main thing the main thing. So there's a lot of different verses that are just kind of, you know, popping in my mind. You know, Psalm 1, okay, here's the things I'm going to meditate on. And because I'm meditating on these, my life is going to be planted different. And if I'm not meditating on these things. So I don't know what your verses are that would be repair verses for individuals' words that have been said to you. And then what are the verses that you're going to be working towards to remind yourself that life and death is in the power of the tongue? So you're going to be guarding your heart and working at that. And so it's just a neat opportunity as you grow and mature and continue to battle for the day that the words that you say do matter. And so you need to guard them very carefully. So Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to have life today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminder, even though it can be convicting and discouraging. We know that you can use our words to be an encouragement so the gospel goes forward. And we know at times that Satan uses our words to hurt people. And we even use them at times to try to hurt people. Help us to grow out of that for your glory, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great day.